And that was Jay Toscano and Steve Regra. God, I've forgotten his last name completely. I apologise for that. At 3CR in Melbourne and the Anarchist World this week. And I think a very important issue, that about unions and basically sort of getting unions back onto track of actually defending and improving workers' rights rather than basically joining a rush to see how fast they can give them away to particular bosses. And if you're not a member of the union, as we always say, that it's not about freedom of choice, but it's about reneging on your responsibilities. If you're going to take the benefits that union membership gets you, which is basically everything, your pay, your sick leave, your holiday leave, safe working place, then you should basically do the responsible thing and join the union. Because you can call me many things, but you cannot call me a scab.
And if you don't like the union, then... The answer is not to move out of it, it's to go and change it.
Exactly. I mean, unions are only stuffed because the people in the positions of power in those unions, don't have the best interests of workers at heart, and basically the best way is sort of get rid of those people altogether and basically let the delegates, run it, or the members as a whole run it, through delegates' committees rather than having a bunch of secretaries and presidents and deputy secretaries and assistant deputy president secretaries and all the other rubbish that you have in unions. Because while, it is possible to vote in, nice people from time to time, and there are definitely unions out there whose leadership are, doing very well. I mean, doing very well for themselves in some instances, but what I mean is they're doing very well by the members in terms of actually, not just bowing down before for employers and saying, oh yes, take what you want, we don't care, but actually going out and not only defending, the existing conditions, but basically trying to, claw back some of what has been lost over the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 odd, how old has Australia been? 100 years next year, over the last 100 or so years since our federal system started anyway. Alright, foot in mouth disease watch. Well, nothing major from politicians this week, just a little couple of things that I thought, sort of might get a go in. First is John Anderson's wife. John Anderson is our current Prime Minister, while John Howard is off on holiday. And in the Sun Herald on the past Sunday, his wife's in there saying that he wasn't going to let John Anderson's fame destroy the lives of their children. I thought, that's very nice, but we sincerely hope that John Anderson's fame doesn't destroy the lives of our children either, because that seems to be the agenda of the coalition government and the Labor Party as well, since they get in, see how much they can destroy our children's future, basically by making sure they will go to work in unsafe workplaces with bad pay. If you get sick, tough luck. If you want to go on holiday, tough luck. If you want to get an education, tough luck. If you're pregnant, want to get an ultrasound scan, tough luck. And all the other wonderful things that politicians are trying to do to us to make our lives stuff. So I thought that was a bit rich coming from the wife of the current Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, as he is when our glorious Lord and Master Jackboot Johnny is not swanning away with his free first-class air travel on a holiday somewhere. New South Wales Transport Minister had a beauty on Wednesday when he was complaining about the operators of the new toll road in Sydney, accusing them of opportunism and profiteering if they were going to put their prices up for the GST, because apparently they're allowed to put their prices up for the GST. The current toll is $2.50 and they're allowed to put it up to something like $2.75 or something, to offset costs associated with the GST. They thought, oh, well, $2.75's a silly amount for a toll if people want to go through and pay it. So we put it up to $3, and the New South Wales Transport Minister thought this was a bit rich, and I thought, well, it's a bit rich seeing you're the one who put the toll rate in the first place. You're the one who let them charge $2.50. $3, is it really make any difference? You put the toll rate in. I mean, there's only one way prices were ever going to go up from there, and it wasn't down. And, of course, I'll probably argue that, it was the coalition government in New South Wales before us who started it all. Well, you had every opportunity to basically take that contract and run it through the shredder, like you run all your other documents through the shredder. You don't want people to find out about them. And finally, I fail to understand with all this, on a completely different topic, what this kerfuffle about Chogham moving to Brisbane is. On the one hand, I think it is absolutely disgraceful. I don't see why Brisbane should have to put up with a bunch of 55 heads of state and their parasitical hangers-on any more than we in Canberra should have to put up with it. So, for that reason, it is disgraceful it's being moved to Brisbane, but by the same token, why the hell should Canberra have it? And I thought the suggestion of a letter writer in the Canberra Times on Monday, I believe it was, that we should put it in the Sydney Hilton, let ASIO do its security. And for those who aren't sure what the significance of that was, in 1978 or 9, I can't remember the exact date, it may have been Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, but I'm not sure it was, like a big Commonwealth thing happened in Sydney, and it was held at the Hilton, and basically, ASIO, in one of the most poor attempts to fit someone up I've ever seen in my life, actually tried to, they did set up a bomb there, and basically the whole allegation, there was this little religious sect that they were, for some reason, trying to get rid of. And they thought, well, the Indian Prime Minister's out here, this sect has been calling on the Indian government to basically let the founders of the sect out of jail, so we'll just make it look like an assassination attempt on the Indian Prime Minister. And so they put this bomb in the garbage bin outside, and it was so blatantly obvious, for the entire week, the garbage collectors were told not to empty that garbage bin. And unfortunately, they stuffed up on one morning, forgot the message didn't get through, garbage bin emptied the garbage bin, bomb went off, killing one of them, seriously injuring another one. And this was a blame.
And injuring a cop.
And, well, who cares about that? Basically, a bloke called Tim Anderson was framed on the evidence of a person who shared a jail cell with him, and someone who had previously been described on several occasions by judges in New South Wales as completely unreliable, but they convicted him on the basis of this guy's evidence. He was let out of jail not too long afterwards.
There's also interesting fact that the bomb team of New South Wales was, for some reason, at that time at 3 o'clock in the morning, just all awake, all sitting in their barracks, because that's what they usually do at 3 a.m. in the morning. They're all tooled up, ready to go.
Exactly. So, it really makes you sad if ASIO are here to protect us. They can't even frame someone competently, so it sort of makes you wonder whether they can protect us competently. All right, we're going to go to a track now. This is by Godflesh, and he's called Us and Them. That was Godflesh with the track called Us and Them. You are tuned to Community Radio, 2XX 98.3 FM, and this is Radio Freedom Anarchy on the airwaves. And just a friendly reminder that programs like this are only able to be put to air because this station does not rely on commercial sponsorship or funding from the government. We do instead rely on you, the listener, to help keep us on the air through subscriptions and donations. Subscription rates are $20 per year if you are in paid work, $20 if you are not in paid work, $45 if you are, and $200 for life. And in return for that, you get a subscription card which gets you discounts at various retail and entertainment venues around town, and also entitles you to entry into 2XX studio production courses or radio production courses. If you'd like to subscribe, 62300100 is the number to call during business hours, which are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, or after hours, 62474400, or alternatively, you can drop into our offices in the Griffin Centre, which is located in Bund Street in the city, opposite the Taxi Rank and Centre Cinema. Now, one of the regular segments on this show is basically excerpts from The Anarchist World This Week, a radio show produced in Melbourne, and many of the people involved in that show are also involved in sort of a little political party known as Vote Informed Today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, which is a sort of a organisation which we here wholeheartedly support. Basically, the whole aim is not so much as normal political parties are, is to get elected to Parliament. Well, that's not really the aim of this, but basically use elections as an opportunity to show up parliamentary politics for the real farce it is, and hence sort of encourage you to vote informal today, and hopefully as a means of working forward to direct democracy tomorrow.
And of course, if they get voted in through any sort of miracle, then they promise not to take their place, which is a very admirable thing. Also, in Queensland at the moment, a group in Brisbane is contesting the city mayor position. So good luck to them too.
If you like more information on Vote Informal Today, Direct Democracy Tomorrow, you can write to us here at Radio Freedom. Our address is PO Box 3859, Western Creek, ACT 2611. That's PO Box 3859, Western Creek, ACT 2611, and we will pass you on some information on that. Or you can go, if you'd like, direct to the source, which is the Anarchist Media Institute, P.O. Box 20, Parkville 3052, which is in Victoria. That's P.O. Box 20, Parkville, Victoria 3052.
And the thing is, they need your help, because the federal government has decided that if you want to become a federal political party, you need 500 members. So to be able to get all those official approvals of your party, then they need 500 people. So
and it's very cheap to join.
Yes, only a 45 cent
stamp. and guarantee that you'll never end up on someone else's mailing list if you don't want to. And that our PO Box address, PO Box 3859, Western Creek, ACT 2611, is also the address you can write to if you have any comments on this program, or you want to ask us some nasty questions, or some difficult questions, or some easy questions on anarchism, or just some basic more information on what we're on about.